The NHL regular season is finally here. Today we will continue on making predictions about this upcoming hockey season. Who will be the Dallas Stars' leading scorer? How will the team stack up in the most competitive division in the league? And who's going to win what awards across the NHL this upcoming season? All of this and much more on today's Locked On Stars.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Howdy, Stars fans. Welcome back to the Locked On Stars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I'm your host, Dane Lewis. It is Tuesday, October 12th, and today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Go to rockauto.com and tell them that Locked On sent you. Whether this is your first time listening to the show or you are a recurring listener, thank you for listening to Locked On Stars. Thank you for making Locked On Stars your first listen of the day. I encourage you to subscribe and follow the show wherever you get your podcast at, as well as on YouTube. You can now subscribe there just at Locked On Stars. Helps the network out a ton, helps me out a ton, so we can keep bringing you great content. And you're going to want all the good content you can get because hockey season is officially here. We have two games tonight. Unfortunately, neither of them featured the Dallas Stars, but nonetheless, we have regular season hockey back. These games matter. These games will be on primetime on big time TV networks. And so this is going to be a huge season in terms of, you know, the production that we see on the ice from the teams in the NHL, but also just in terms of making the NHL more popularized across the United States with their appearances on TNT as well as ESPN this season. But jumping right into the show, I want to talk about some of the big names on the Dallas Stars roster and how I think that they will do in terms of points and production this season. And jumping right into it, I want to talk about Jamie Benn, the captain, the leader, if you will, of this team. And I feel comfortable saying that. And I think you look back to the documentary that got made about the Dallas Stars and their run in the Edmonton bubble to the Stanley Cup Finals a few seasons ago. And you look at the end and you just kind of see that clip of Jamie sitting in the locker room by himself after that game six loss to Tampa. And I think I know for myself, and I'm sure many of you watching and listening, when you saw that clip, your heart just kind of sank because this is the leader of the Dallas Stars team. There's a reason that he wears the C on his jersey every single night. And that's because the guys on this team trust Jamie. They know Jamie and they know that he's going to do whatever it takes to get this team to win. And I think that will be the case this season. It is obvious and I think fair to say that he is not the player that he once was. He is starting to age a little bit. But I mean, that happens across all sports unless your name is Tom Brady. But Jamie, I think, still provides a great value to this team just in terms of his leadership and the way that he knows the game and the way that he can set up his teammates for success. He played well in the preseason, which was a good sign. Obviously not playing the stiffest of competition in the preseason, but it was nice to see him notch a few goals and to just play well and play productive. And just in terms of how old he is getting nice to see that he still can contribute to this team at a high level. I think he plays such a crucial role for this team from the leadership position, but just in terms of offensive production. I think it's fair to predict that he'll end with around 40 points. If he gets higher than that, that's awesome. But I just think with how many other guys on this team are able to score and able to get points, I don't think Jamie's going to be necessarily at the top of that race. He could also, wouldn't surprise me if he's lower on this list. And I don't think that'll necessarily mean he's not contributing. It just might mean that his stats or the things that he does to help the Stars win might not show up on the stat sheet. And that's okay, because we do have other guys that can help shoulder the load in terms of numbers and points. One of those guys is Tyler Seguin, another guy I want to talk about. Coming back from injury last season, obviously only played a small handful of games last season. And the expectation is for him to have a big bounce back season, recovering from this injury. From the start of 2016 to the end of the 2018-2019 season, Tyler did not miss a regular season game. And I think, you know, that barring injury and that if he can stay healthy, that he'll play in almost every game this season. And he'll be, a huge contributor to the team. Meaning he notched 80 points back in 2018-2019 in a season where they where the Stars eventually lost to the St. Louis Blues in the playoffs in the second round. But Tyler was a, you know, a big contributor and a big reason for the Stars' success that season. I don't think he'll necessarily get back to 80 points. It would be really, really nice if he does. But playing on the second and maybe even third line at some point this season, can't necessarily see him notching 80 points again. Would love to be surprised if he's able to do so, but I just don't see it happening. I think he'll have a nice season, though. I predict around 50, maybe 52 points for Tyler Seguin in a nice bounce-back season where he's able to play the entire schedule for the most part. He may need to, you know, take some nights off, or he may be day-to-day on the injury report at times. But if Tyler is healthy and fully recovered from this injury, and if what we've heard about training camp is true, which he's had a good training camp, good preseason, we should see good production from Tyler this season. Alexander Radulov is another guy that I kind of want to highlight. He had back-to-back 72-point seasons his first two seasons in Dallas back in 2017-2018 as well as 2018-2019. And then he dipped quite considerably with only 34 points in 2019-2020. Of course, there was, you know, the gigantic pause on that season, and then the round-robin tournament, the bubble, the playoffs. So kind of a weird season, but even before the pause with COVID, kind of a considerable dip in production from Radulov, another guy that's getting up there in age, a little older than Jamie Benn, one of the older guys on the team. He and Joe Pavelski headline, kind of the older vets on the team. But it also is worth noting that Radulov is recovering from an injury, only playing 11 games last season, and that he's been fighting some kind of core injury for the past like 4 or 5 seasons. So that's something to consider when we see kind of his dip in numbers. But even I believe that probably that injury might have been affecting him back when he was putting up 72 points in back-to-back seasons. And so, of course, he is getting older, but you have to take into account that he was fighting an injury. But now if he's fully healthy, which it looked like in the preseason, he was producing at a pretty high level given the amount of minutes that he was playing. And I just think as the emotional leader of the squad that he has the potential to have a really nice season, maybe kind of an under-the-radar season for the rest of the NHL standards and not always necessarily a household name like Tyler Seguin or Jamie Benn or even Joe Pavelski. But I think he could give Dallas, you know, anywhere between 40 or 45 points this season. And like I said, he's the emotional leader of this team, where Jamie Benn is the captain, the leader of the team. I think that Alexander Radulov just plays with so much emotion. You can see it every time he scores or every time he kind of gets in an altercation. You can tell exactly by the look on his face how he's feeling. And I think, you know, other guys are happy when they score. You know, you can tell that they're disgruntled when they're in a fighting situation. I don't know. It just feels a little more tame. But Radulov, no questions asked. You know how that man is feeling at all times, whether he's on the bench, on the ice, in the locker room after a game, if there's a video clip shared of the team after a win, or even after a loss, if you see that kind of things, you know exactly how he's feeling. And I think the guys on the team follow suit in terms of emotions from Alexander Radulov. Now, three guys that I think have the potential to lead the team in scoring are Joe Pavelski, Rupe Bahins, Jason Robertson. Of course, these are the three guys that are projected to be on the first or top line for Dallas this season. So big seasons expected from them. It could be a really dangerous three to see on the front line from Dallas. Pavelski led the team in points last season, and I expect him to have another big year despite his age. Playing on the same line as Rupe and Jason can lead to a lot of offensive production, and I expect Joe to give the team maybe around 60, maybe like 58, 57 points this season. Jason Robertson, another fun guy to watch this year, as he attempts to follow a great rookie campaign. Second on the team in points last season, really impressive for a rookie. But he had to step up with how many injuries and other issues the Stars were dealing with last season. Really nice to see him step up there. He had another really good preseason, or I guess not another good preseason, but a good preseason, and what should be another great season for Jason Robertson. I expect him to be in the 60 to 70 point range, maybe even 80. Would be nice to see him, exceed those expectations, but just with how many other scoring options this team has, I don't know if we'll necessarily have a guy that's getting over 80. 80 might kind of be the limit for this team for an individual player. But Rupe Hintz is a guy that I think will lead the team in points. If there's someone that's going to get to 80 points or higher, I think it is Rupe Hintz. He's just shown that he's ready to take the next step in being a leader for this Dallas team and being one of the team's premier players, if not one of the NHL's premier players. His speed, his shooting, his playmaking ability, the way he can set his teammates up, it's all there. He has really good players around him, really good teammates to set up for assists, but he can also take the puck to the net on his own. And I really think that he has a chance to lead the team in scoring. Would not be surprised to see that at all. Love the offensive options that Dallas has on this team. Should be a really fun offense to watch this season, and hopefully should re-spark an offensive revival in Dallas, Texas this season for the Dallas Stars on the ice. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the Central Division and where the Dallas Stars and other teams will fall in the rankings based on my mind and my mind alone. Before we do that, we're going to talk about some of the sponsors of today's episode. And the first of those is BetOnline. BetOnline is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface and even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome back bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Today's episode is also brought to you by DirecTV. And let me tell you a simple way that you can get all of the entertainment that you love without the hassle. You can do that with DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Thank you to BetOnline and DirecTV for sponsoring today's episode of Locked On Stars, your first listen of the day. Before we jump into the next segment, just want to remind you, if you need more hockey insight to get you hyped for tonight's games, the games that kick off this new NHL season, be sure to tune in to the CrossCheck's live NHL preview show. Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark will be going live from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight on Locked On NHL YouTube, the Locked On NHL YouTube page, to talk about key storylines from around the league, featuring drop-ins from our roster of local NHL hosts, fantasy insights from Locked On Fantasy Hockey's Scott Cullen, and award and Stanley Cup playoff predictions. Again, that is tonight, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time, ending around 7 p.m. Eastern time on the Locked On NHL YouTube channel. So be sure to tune in for that if you need more hockey insight news and analysis leading up to the start of this NHL season. But jumping back into Stars talk, let's talk about the Central Division and some of my predictions and my projections for the standings, because this is a tough division to predict outside of maybe the bottom two teams. And I think it's kind of a given that Arizona and Nashville will likely finish at the bottom of the division for sure. Arizona, not to give them too much hate or criticism because their organization's going through a lot right now, but they are in a full-blown rebuild, which, you know, happens to teams. And I think that Arizona is doing their rebuild correctly. It'll be a little bit before they're back competing for the playoffs, but they will be there hopefully sooner rather than later for their sake. But they, like, I mean, being new in this division, a competitive division, no questions asked, they will be the eighth place team in this division. And I think Nashville, not as bad as Arizona, not necessarily in a full-blown rebuild, but they lost a lot of pieces this offseason. I think they can still be a competitive team, still, you know, have some fight on the ice. But I don't think they'll make the playoffs just due simply to the amount of talent in the division. You put them in maybe the Pacific Division, maybe they can, you know, squeak in that third spot or maybe a wild card spot. But playing in the Central Division, I just don't see Nashville making it to the postseason. I think, you know, that the 2 through 6 spots are really hard to predict. The first place spot, not really. I think Colorado has a really, really good chance to win the division. I think, you know, all the projections and predictions about them winning are correct, barring something crazy happening or unprecedented happening to this team. I think they'll have a great season. Nathan MacKinnon is a phenomenal player. Mikko Rantanen is a beast on the ice, another fantastic player. Cale Makar, who we talked about on yesterday's episode, one of the best defensemen in the league, forced to be reckoned with on the ice, can just be. And those are just some, you know, a few of the guys that you can name for this Colorado team. They have talent all over the ice. Really good team, and I expect them fully to win the division. I will be absolutely shocked if they don't win, and if they don't win, they're probably going to be in second, only trailing by a point or two. But like I said, 2 through 6 is a jungle to navigate because these are really, really solid teams that Dallas is kind of in the mix with here. And here's kind of how I see everything shaping up. I think Minnesota, Dallas, and Winnipeg can all be in contention for the second spot in the Central Division standings. The Jets have one of the best goalkeepers in the league in Connor Hellebuyck. The Wild have Kirill Kaprizov, as well as just some other really talented players on the ice. Kaprizov is the future of that team, winning the Calder Trophy last year. Was an absolute stud, will be an absolute stud again this season. He'll be a lot of fun to watch. Dallas certainly has the talent to compete with these teams, even the likes of Colorado. They just need to stay healthy and find consistency within their lineup. We talked a lot about the goalkeeping situation. I think the Dallas Stars need to establish early on who their guy's going to be. And, I mean, obviously they're going to have to find that out through the early games. So especially these four road games to open the season for Dallas will truly tell how well Dallas will be prepared as far as the goalkeeping goes. But there just needs to be consistency established so that way team chemistry can be built up for Dallas as the season goes on. Unfortunately, if there's going to be injuries and guys moving around, it's going to be hard to find that consistency. And then that's going to make it harder to win games. And so hopefully Dallas can avoid what happened last season, have a healthy roster that's able to compete and win close games close out those close games and not collect overtime losses like it's their part-time job. But we'll see. I think just being realistic, I think Minnesota probably places second in the division. And I think Dallas just barely edges out Winnipeg for the third spot. But I can also see Dallas or Winnipeg potentially sneaking into the second spot. Just as far as predictions go, like I said, Dallas, the goalkeeping situation is questionable despite a good defense. And I think that could hurt the Stars come, playoff seeding time and finishing out the season as far as points go. So I think Dallas probably edges out Winnipeg for the third spot. Winnipeg gets the first wild card spot in the playoffs. The Dallas Stars could also end up there. Like I said, it's just kind of like a three-way race the way I see it with these two teams. Chicago and St. Louis are two other teams that could surprise a lot of people this season, or they could also both be mediocre teams. They could both be disappointing teams. It's kind of hard to tell as of right now, but I think they can both compete for the second wild card spot, and I think I like Chicago if it comes down to those two teams fighting for that last spot. I think they're just a really hungry team, ready to get back to kind of their glory days of being on top of the NHL world, and the addition of Marc-Andre Fleury at the goalkeeper position was huge for them. And I think that they have some other really great talent that will help them kind of take the next steps that they need to get back to being a dominant force in the NHL. So with that said, here is my official Central Division ranking projection for this season. In first place, you have Colorado. Second place, you have the Minnesota Wild. Third place, the Dallas Stars. Fourth, the Winnipeg Jets. Fifth, the Chicago Blackhawks. Sixth, the St. Louis Blues. Seventh, the Nashville Predators. And eighth, the Arizona Coyotes. Should be a fun season in the Central Division. As I've said several times before, as myself and even some of the guests I've had on this show, the Central Division is going to be extremely competitive. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch, especially come the end of the season when these teams are fighting for playoff positioning, because playoff positioning is crucial. If Dallas can find a way to kind of avoid Colorado or even Vegas in the early rounds of the playoffs and wait to play them kind of near the end of the playoffs, that's huge. Because that's what they need. They just need a chance to play these teams because it's a best of seven series and anything can happen in these best of seven series, as we've seen in the past with Dallas. So it should be a lot of fun to watch the Central Division unfold this season. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the projected award winners in my mind for this NHL season, not just Stars players, but the entire NHL, who could potentially win these awards and why. But before we do that, I'm going to take a minute to thank some other sponsors of the show, and one of those is Brock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand that their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto's prices are reliably low for every single customer, and they have everything that you could possibly need. They have brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. And closing out today's episode of the Locked On Stars podcast, we're just going to run through some projections as far as award winners go for this upcoming NHL season. We'll be talking about the Hart Trophy, the Vezina Trophy, the Art Ross Trophy, the Maurice Rocket Richard Award, the Norris Trophy, the Calder Trophy, the Selke Trophy, and of course, the Coach of the Year Award for the NHL, the Jack Adams Award. And starting with the Hart Trophy, the MVP of the NHL, I think this is a pretty easy one to pick. Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers. What else can you say? I mean, the Wayne Gretzky of this generation, one of the best hockey players that we've probably ever seen and probably will ever see. Phenomenal player. Nathan MacKinnon, maybe. Nathan MacKinnon is another really good player out of Colorado. But that's, I think he really only has a shot if Connor, you know, falls off, which isn't likely. I think he's due for a fantastic season. And that he's going to, you know, keep Edmonton really relevant out in the Pacific Division. Connor McDavid wins the Hart Trophy unless something crazy or unpredictable happens. I mean, I'm not the only person to predict that. You'll probably find that prediction just about anywhere you look. But, I mean, just because it is the basic answer doesn't mean it's not the right answer. So Connor McDavid winning the Hart Trophy unless something crazy happens. The Vezina Trophy, there's a lot of guys that could win this award. I like Connor Hellebuyck from Winnipeg. Like I said earlier, one of the best goalkeepers in the league, one of the best goalies we've seen in a long time. He's due for a great season. Winnipeg is, you know, kind of a slept-on team, I think, going into the season, outside of maybe Hellebuyck. But I think he's going to, you know, help carry this team to a lot of success this season. He's a phenomenal player, and I like him to win the Vezina Trophy for the best goalkeeper in the NHL. The Art Ross Trophy, most points scored in the league by a player. I think also Connor McDavid, again, Nathan MacKinnon, maybe. Maybe another player on Edmonton's roster, but I think Connor McDavid, easy, he's winning the Art Ross Trophy. He's likely scoring the most points in the NHL this season, kind of hand in hand, same things that I said for the Hart Trophy, just copy and paste that on the Art Ross. The Maurice Rocket Richard Trophy, this is the guy that will lead the league in goals, not points, but goals in the NHL. I think Austin Matthews from the Toronto Maple Leafs has a great chance to win that. Another guy that's, you know, had some fantastic seasons, a really good offensive talent in the league, one of the best, if not the best offensive player in the league. I think he'll put up a lot of goals for Toronto this season. The Norris Trophy, if you listened to yesterday's episode, you know about my bold prediction for the Dallas Stars, and that's Miro Heiskanen winning the Norris Trophy. I think he has a great chance if he, you know, plays up to the level that he's expected to play with his new contract. I think Miro Heiskanen is a really gifted player, really gifted defender. And I think he has a great chance to win the Norris Trophy if he plays to the level that we expect him to play at. And Calder Trophy, I think Cole Caulfield from Montreal, he's going to be a fun guy to watch. He's another really popular pick for this award, but again, I think for good reason. Really fun player, really talented player on a team out to prove that they belong after going to the Stanley Cup Finals last year and kind of getting washed by the Tampa Bay Lightning. He and the Montreal Canadiens will be looking to prove that they still belong to be in the conversation as one of the best teams in the NHL. The Selke Trophy given to the best forward at playing defense, if that makes sense. So kind of the best defensive-minded forward, which forwards are typically an offensive-minded position. But Mark Stone from Vegas, I think, is another almost lock for this position. He had a fantastic season last year. You know, he's a huge contributor to that Vegas team, and that Vegas team is looking to go to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since their inaugural season in 2018. He should be a really fun guy to watch. It should be a really fun team to watch out in Vegas. And they should probably win the Pacific Division quite handily, barring Edmonton or even the Seattle Kraken having a really, really nice season. And I think John Cooper from Tampa Bay will win the Coach of the Year Award, especially if he puts his team in a position to, you know, win the East and win their division. And if he puts his team in the position to three-peat the Stanley Cup trophy and win the Stanley Cup Finals three times in a row, there's no reason why John Cooper from Tampa Bay can't win the Coach of the Year Award if he's put his team in the position to three-peat as champions of the National Hockey League. So big season incoming for the Tampa Bay Lightning, most likely. They're probably the team to beat out East. But, you know, the East should be fun to watch too, even though we're kind of focused on the Western Conference here, watching the Stars and watching the Central Division and even probably a little bit more Pacific Division teams. Tampa Bay, of course, a team to always watch out for this season with all the talent that they have on their roster. John Cooper, phenomenal coach. Rick Bowness would be nice to see win this award. Don't know if it'll happen unless Dallas just has an out of this world season as far as, you know, their record and points. And if they win the division by like 10 points, yeah, give Rick Bowness the Coach of the Year Award. But I don't necessarily see that happening. I think Rick Bowness is a great coach. Not necessarily a guy that will probably win Coach of the Year, but would it be nice to at least see him maybe get nominated or surprise the league and win the award? But that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Stars. Thank you for listening and making Locked On Stars your first listen of the day. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts at, as well as on YouTube. Just search Locked On Stars. Hit subscribe. You can watch all the episodes visually on YouTube. And you know, if listening in audio just isn't enough and you have the space and opportunity to watch on YouTube, you can just see my face and see the face of guests that we have on the show. But I do appreciate you guys following and subscribing and listening to the show. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at @Dane_Lewis. That's DANE2_LEWIS. You should see it right. Oh, gosh, I got confused right here on this graphic. If you're watching visually on YouTube, you can see my Twitter handle there. But be sure to follow me on Twitter. I love interacting with you guys on Twitter. We're going to be having a lot of fun on Twitter this season as the Stars look to make it back to the playoffs. For the first time since last year, I was building that up to make it sound like they haven't been to the playoffs in a while, but they have. But regardless, it's going to be a fun season of hockey. The NHL season starts tonight. Enjoy the games. And we got a lot more to talk about this week on Locked On Stars. So we'll see you back here tomorrow.